Thank you, dear Chair. Thank you, delegates from Mexico, for raised question and recommendation. I'd like to emphasize that Ukraine pays special attention to national immunization program implementation. The low level of immunization in Ukraine has led to new cases of registered poliomyelitis in 2015 and measles in 2017. The percentage of vaccination coverage among 5 year children remains unfortunately insufficient, but again, some diseases have significantly increased in comparison with previous years. The current situation is due to low level of knowledge and awareness about vaccination and its effectiveness among parents and high level of vaccine refusal. The government responding to this problem by providing a sufficient amount of vaccine which procured within state budget by UNICEF through transparent procedures and through a social mobilization campaign, communication through the media, training and capacity building to raise awareness and improve the overall situation. However, considering low rate of vaccine coverage, Ukraine remains a high-risk territory for the spread of wild poliovirus upon importation. Taking into account given by WHO recommendation, Ministry of Health approved the action plan for 2017-2020 to support Ukraine's polio-free status. One of the main problems for today is the low level of vaccination coverage for children from poliomyelitis due to a global shortage of production IPV. In this regard, Ministry of Health applied to international organization to assist in the allocation of appropriate doses of IPV to cover relevant cohort to complete an action plan on polio-free status. Currently, Ukraine strengthened routine immunization against measles outbreak and supplementary immunization for children who missed planned vaccination in terms with national immunization schedule. Together with international organization, we mobilize efforts around this problem to achieve targeted goal on no less than 95% immunization coverage and ensure vaccine preventable disease control. Thank you.